represent the city, man. Detroit Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Boom. It's up time for two stars.
Not much, man.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Just trying to stay awake.
Long day. I binge watched more Arrow today.
More Arrow?
went to the comic book shop. It's nice because we podcast on my days off.
I know, isn't it nice? But then who has time for days off?
That's ridiculous. You're always tired when you get here, so.
Yeah, I don't really have days off, but you know what? I don't care.
I know, you're a busy, busy man.
Busy little bee.
Busy being a vigilante and working.
No comment.
If you were like a vigilante superhero, like, would you wear like one of the bright colorful outfits?
No,
like
I'd wear a dark color. It'd be like dark. Batman.
I never got why Green Arrow wears like green.
It's just a bright green and a hood. And why does he wear like the black mask and he's wearing a hood too?
Well, because the hood doesn't completely cover his face.
Well, if he just shaved every once in a while. With that fancy, like, Robin Hood beard that he has.
Well, you could still see into a hood, so it doesn't, like, hide his main facial features, I guess.
He's in the dark, though.
Like, Punisher, too. Like, old school Punisher with the big white go-go boots.
Yeah, right? No mask, nothing. Just bright go-go boots, white belt. What's up with that, folks?
I guess they just wanted him to be colorful. Newer Punisher.
Yeah, you can't tell, by the way. I'm new.
I'm a woman's man. No time to talk.
Apparently he was one of the Bee Gees, too. In case you geeks didn't realize it.
Alright, so, food, glorious food.
Mm-hmm. Break it down for my tummy.
Yeah, so I figured today we would talk about theme park and fair food. I think that is something. I think that's something we both have a passion for.
We do.
So we will probably try to have to tame it down so we don't talk for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, because we could go off.
Yes. So I figure we start off with fair food. Mm-hmm. I love fair food, man. Like, it's one of my favorite things ever.
It's not a real excuse to just fry something at a fair. Like, everything deep fried. It's amazing.
Everything. So, yeah, like, chicken on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Funnel cake.
Hot dog. Current corn dogs.
Corn dogs. Elephant ears.
Elephant ears. Various types of caramelized things.
Yes.
And then various deep fried desserts.
Various
Oreos,
deep fried desserts.
Oreos, Twinkies, Snickers. Yes. Butter, apparently.
And then when you come down to Florida, some of the fairs I've learned have seafood, too, and gator bites.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had the deep-fried butter.
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it, too.
It scares me.
That's not like the Texas State Fair, I guess, is they do all the crazy, crazy stuff like that. The deep-fried butter and
my arteries are just going...
I've had deep-fried Oreos at a fair.
Yeah?
Those are pretty amazing. Are they good? Yeah. Deep fried Twinkies are great too.
I've never actually tried that stuff.
One
of these days.
What do you think makes fair food so good?
Trans fats.
Isn't that what makes everything good?
Pretty much. I think just especially frying it just makes it so much better.
Do you think part of it has to do with memories?
Yeah.
Like growing up as a kid and going and eating the fair food and stuff like that.
Yeah, just going like riding the rides and going on like Ferris wheels, stuff like that. I think just the whole like event in general, just going to the fair is fun.
Yeah.
Reminds me of an innocent time.
Aww.
Yeah.
Back before you had responsibilities.
Yeah.
Before you had to wake up, you need to make money.
They should have a class in high school called Responsibility 101. Setting an
they
alarm.
Should. So you realize
doing
how
your
horrible.
Taxes.
They probably don't have that because they don't want teenagers to realize how horrible life is after high school.
Suicide rate triples in this high school after starting
God.
This experimental program.
Real life 101. That's what they should call it.
And cook it in like home ec where you learn how to cook ramen in a bunch of different ways.
Ramen and using microwaves.
Yeah.
So, what are some of your favorite fair foods? I know we went and named off a bunch, but...
My favorites are corn dogs. I love corn dogs.
Yeah.
I can eat them any time of the year, but I love corn dogs. I think that's more like a fair type food.
Corn dog is my favorite fair food.
And dessert, funnel cake.
Yes, and do you like it where they put the powdered sugar on
it? Oh, yes.
Do you like just powdered sugar, or do you like all the fruit and stuff piled on it, too?
It's good. If it's like sliced strawberries, is good, but yeah. Just powdered sugar.
I'm almost jumped the gun and started talking about Disney World funnel cakes, but we'll have to save that.
Put a pin in that.
Have you ever had an elephant ear?
No, I have not.
It's similar to funnel cake, but it's more like a fried dough. It's a big piece of dough instead. Ooh. It's almost like pizza dough that they deep fry, and then they put cinnamon and sugar on it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That's pretty amazing, too. I can't say I've ever had an elephant ear in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just like a Midwest fair thing, yeah. But those are pretty amazing, too.
That does sound really good.
Now, do you like corn dogs even when you're not at the fair, too? Like,
oh, yeah.
Different places, or... I mean, the fairs are the best, the ones that...
Oh, yeah,
fresh make nice them right and warm. There.
Cause I like state fair corn dogs, just pop them in the microwave and eat them up. But like fresh corn dog at the fair,
doesn't get any better than that,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's
and the fresh
creme de la creme of corn,
fresh funnel cake too. Watch you make it right there.
Mm-hmm.
I always like getting the fresh squeezed lemonade at fairs
yeah.
too. I like doing that. That's always pretty delicious. Have you ever had chicken on a stick?
No.
Chicken on a stick is good. It's literally chicken on a stick. It's usually a big, long piece of chicken, and they put it on a stick, and they do just, like grill it in the grill. It's usually pretty awesome, too.
I like to get, like, the Chinese version of that, where you get, like, teriyaki chicken or
teriyaki beef, yeah.
It's on a stick, so too. It reminds me of that.
How about, like, we talked about fries last week. Have you had, like, the butterfly fries that we talked about or anything like that at the fairs? Those are pretty good, too.
Just flying in my stomach.
What is the best fair food you think you've ever had? What is something that you harken back to when you think about fair food and is just, like, the best thing?
I think I remember having, like, a turkey leg at a fair, and it was, like...
At a fair, huh?
Yeah, and it was really good.
It was, like, a medieval fair?
It might have been.
Renaissance Festival? I've never had a turkey leg at a fair. What was good about it? Do you remember?
It was just hot and greasy and so juicy.
And probably really salty,
too. Oh, probably, but that's okay.
For me, the best food I can remember having at a fair was probably, just a hot, fresh corn dog going just like when we lived up in Michigan, they had the Romeo Peach Festival or the Armada Fair, and just going to those fairs just to get a corn dog.
Yeah.
And just the big, giant corn dogs. And I just remember this one time I went and got one, and it was just like so hot and perfect and wonderful. Mm. Like, because you just watch them. Because a lot of times if it's like busy... They're pre-making them, so
yeah.
They're going slow, and they're making them to order. Fresh. Is when they're the best. Yeah,
dip it.
Is there ever a time?
Corn meal.
Is there ever a time that you ordered something at a fair and it was just awful? Like it almost made you sick. Like it was just super gross.
I don't think
and disappointing.
So. I don't know. Usually, if it's not like I'm going there during the day, that's usually the only time I eat.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to the fair at night, it's usually to ride rides and stuff. And that's probably the last few times I went to the fair was to, like, you know, like...
So you didn't get any food?
No.
Oh, man.
I know.
I have a weakness, man. If I go to a fair, I've got to get food, yeah. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. Victoria and I went to the Charlotte County Fair.
Larry?
Yes, thank you. Larry and I went to the Charlotte County Fair, and, man, I don't remember what we got, but we maybe took like two bites of it each and just threw it out. Like,
That's how bad it was.
I think I maybe got an Italian sausage because I love those too, and
yeah.
It was just bad.
That's one thing I always like worry about at like county fairs is sometimes the food is not good quality.
Yeah, it's the state fairs that really have the great food,
which I haven't been to in like a long time.
Have you ever gone to a fair and it looked so gross that you've never eaten food there?
No. Well, maybe, but... Not in any one time that stuck out.
Okay. How about a time where you ate so much that you threw up on a ride?
No, I've never done that, actually. No.
My brother did that when we were kids. We ate a bunch, and then
I know I've seen like other people do that, but I've never been sick on at a fair.
So you got that staple fair food, right? And I think that's kind of where how theme parks started.
Mm-hmm.
Is when theme parks first opened, they had a lot of the fair type foods and stuff like that. But now, as time goes on, I think it's pretty safe to say that Disney has recreated and reimagined the theme parks.
Yeah, they have.
I think Disney is like the ultimate place to get food at for theme parks. What for you is the difference between fair food and theme park food now?
Like fair food, I feel like is made more of like fried, fried based foods, and then like theme park food is more like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, not necessarily grilled, but like rotisserie. I don't know.
Maybe just things they're trying to have you actually have a meal.
Yeah. Or not just like something. Not just a little quick. Like a hot dog, you're good and you're gone.
Yeah. Because I think fair food, you're going more for the entertainment value of it. Of, mm-hmm. Hey, this is super unhealthy, but it's super unique and you're not going to get it anywhere but the fair sort of deal. And theme park, they're like, we got to make sure this food is good in quality because it's all, because you're going to pay $10 for it.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's all you're going to eat, really. Where have you had the best theme park food at? So, have you been to a lot of different theme parks?
Yeah, I've been most of the Orlando ones.
Okay.
You've been to
both Universals?
Yep. I've been to Busch Gardens, Islands of Adventure. I don't think I've been to Adventure Island. Is that what it was? In Tampa.
Oh, the water park?
Yeah.
Yeah, Adventure Island. And you've been to all four Disney parks.
Oh, yeah. I've been to every Disney park.
So, which one of those have you had the best food at, you think?
Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom?
Because I just love a turkey leg and a Dole Whip.
You're the man after my own heart. Yeah. I love turkey legs and Dole Whip, man. I think every time I go to Magic Kingdom, I've got to have those two things. It's Dole Whip, for me, it's Dole Whip, turkey leg, and Rice Krispie Treat. Like the Mickey Mouse Rice Krispie Treats. Like, not the ones that are pre-made. You've got to go to the Main Street Bakery and get the Rice Krispie Treat freshly made at the bakery.
That does sound good.
And the glass. Like, those things are so good, man. That bakery, I don't know why, but they sell a lot of those same things at, like, the Downtown Disney or Disney Springs Now bakery.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the Magic Kingdom, they're just so much better. I don't know if they put, like, crack magic. In them or something.
Just magic, bro.
Magic.
Just 20 grams of magic.
So, for you, it's definitely Magic Kingdom. So... What's a good like restaurant or food that you've had at Magic Kingdom other than turkey legs? Have you eaten any of the restaurants there?
Yeah, but most of those other like restaurants are kind of quick like burgers and stuff. So I haven't eaten at the there's the two restaurants. The one that's right after Main Street on the left. There's that one where you have like
Casey's
the buffet.
Corner?
I don't know.
Oh, Crystal Palace.
Yeah, and then there's the other one that's right in the beginning after you enter the park on the right
Tony's?
Side. Yeah.
I've been to Crystal Palace. It was okay. We had reservations and we waited for a super long time.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And I think it was like a lunch buffet thing.
Yeah.
And they did the meet and greet with Winnie the Pooh and all that.
Yeah.
The food was pretty good. I think the best food I've had at Magic Kingdom, aside from the turkey leg and Dole Whip and all that, is probably Casey's Corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's the little hot dog place.
Yeah.
Their hot dogs are pretty awesome. Have you had the Mickey Mouse shaped pretzels at Magic Kingdom over in Frontierland?
No.
Those are really good too. It's over kind of by Splash Mountain and they have a little stand. It's the only place you can get them. And it's actually a Mickey Mouse face shaped pretzel. And that's pretty good. For me, my favorite food, the best food I've ever got at a theme park is probably in Epcot.
Epcot, okay.
Epcot, going around the world and all their food there and stuff.
the fish shop for fish and chips. It's pretty amazing.
Or is it like England
area? Yeah, in England. Probably some of the best fish and chips I've ever had. And then Epcot's cool too because you can still get
turkey legs. Huge variety of like you can get almost anything
there. Yeah, but Dole Whips. You can't get
Surprisingly enough. Nope. Yeah. Only at a Polynesian Resort and Magic Kingdom.
Have you eaten at the Flame Tree Barbecue at Animal Kingdom, the barbecue place?
Mm-mm.
That's pretty good. They've got really good barbecue there. What are some other like snacks you think about when you think of like Disney theme park food? Have you had the cookie at the Writer's Shop? It's a carrot cake cookie. They call it the best snack in Disney, and it's this huge cookie that's probably like the size of like a side plate. You know, one of like the small side plates you would get. It's giant. It's almost like a mini frisbee. It's huge. And it's two carrot cakes, and then it's filled with cream cheese frosting.
Oh my gosh, that sounds
like
amazing.
Probably 3 inches of cream
cheese. Where is this?
That's in Hollywood Studios.
It's just there.
The Writer's Shop.
The Writer's Shop.
It's over by the Star Wars area, I think. Right over, it's tucked in a little nook over there.
I think I know where you're talking about.
Maybe. Yeah, you go in, it's like a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And they sell books in there, they sell coffee. But they've got the carrot cake cookies, and you got to get there early because those things sell out fast.
Oh man, that sounds amazing!
They are really, really
amazing.
Good.
Amazing!
Aw,
yeah.
Popcorn, man! Magic Kingdom's popcorn. When you walk in, and they've got the popcorn carts right there.
Yeah,
their popcorn's pretty good too.
No, I usually stick to just the turkey leg when I'm there.
Yeah, you know,
save my appetite for that.
Stuff. Oh, the pork shank?
The pork shank. Oh, I love that, too.
Supposedly, we read that article that it's gone. They don't have it anymore.
I hope that's a lie.
The pork shank at, what is it, LaFau?
Yeah, LaFau's, the little
LaFau's Gaston brewery, whatever. Gaston's Tavern. There we go. That's pretty good.
I hope that's a lie.
I think we can't, I think, aside from Epcot, if I had to pick, I would say... And I feel awful saying this.
Oh, now that I think about it, our family has eaten in Bell's Castle when that restaurant first opened up. Yeah, we ate there.
Was it good?
Oh, it was really good. I got like a meat and cheese platter that they have there, and a hoe garden.
That sounds so awesome. Good. I have not eaten there. I wanted to, but every time we go, it's super busy.
Yeah.
Next to those parks, man, I would say Tide, and even sometimes better. Is in Universal Studios, anything Harry Potter food.
Yeah.
Like, I think Universal is really on the up and up of matching quality of Disney.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Especially food-wise. Have you eaten any of the Harry Potter parks?
No, I haven't actually been there since they've opened Harry Potter World.
Oh, man. We've got to go, dude. Their food is so good.
I always want to get a butter beer.
They obviously have butter beer, which is amazing.
And pumpkin juice.
Pumpkin juice is like apple cider,
yeah.
But with pumpkins. It's pretty awesome. The frozen and regular butter beer are great, too. But then they've got two restaurants. They've got the Leaky Cauldron,
mm-hmm.
and then they have Three Broomsticks. Leaky Cauldron is the newest one.
Mm-hmm.
If
anything, I figured that would be open first.
Our buddy Big Mike and I went... to Universal, and we ate like 5 meals in one day at Universal, and we had their British style breakfast there, uh-huh. and it was probably one of the best breakfast meals I've ever had.
Breakfast.
And that's saying a lot for a theme park.
11 seas. Tea time.
Yeah, man. And the other cool thing about Universal now too, aside from the Harry Potter stuff. I mean, Harry Potter, they have everything food-wise you could think of. They have fish and chips.
Yeah, they have the candy store for
the candy store,
stuff,
too,
so, yeah.
And chocolate frogs and jelly bellies. And then they've
Fruity Bolts, Every Flavor Beans.
Yes. And then they have Simpsons Land now, too.
Yeah.
And they've got a Krusty Burger there.
Yeah, they got Moe's and
Krusty.
And a Quickie Mart.
And they have a little taco food truck.
Yeah.
For the Bumblebee Man. And the tacos are amazing.
Ooh.
And then they have the big giant donuts, too.
Oh, do they?
Simpsons.
The Lard
yeah.
Lad donuts?
Oh, the Lard Lad donuts, yeah. So they're definitely on the up and up with getting... And their turkey legs are pretty darn close to quality as
Disney's,
too.
Oh, wow. You know what's... Speaking of food trucks, the food trucks that they have at Disney Springs,
yeah,
they have really good food there too.
I don't think we wanted to order food there, but every time we've gone to, we just nothing looks super appetizing. Yeah.
Last time we were there over the winter break, and like my family, like my sister and brother in law went to one food truck, my mom went to another one, and I went to one. We all kind of went together and shared it. Oh, there was a lot of good food.
Yeah,
so good.
I'll have to try that next time I'm there. A staple for us at Disney Springs is the fish shop right next to Raglan Road. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of it, but they've
Fulton's?
Got
no, or the Irish pub. No,
well, there's Raglan Road, and then there's a little fish and chip shop connected to it, and all they do is sell like fish and chips and fried stuff.
So
but
it's like a little Irish pub type place that sells fish and chips.
Yes, that's it.
Is that place?
But
okay.
But here's the good thing. They have deep-fried Twinkies.
Ugh.
And they're amazing. They literally take... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Deep-fried Snickers bars.
Oh,
not
that sounds
Twinkies.
Even better.
And so they deep-fry a Snickers bar.
I love Snickers.
And it is so amazing. It is like one of the most delicious things you'll ever have in your life. So next time you're there, you got to make sure you go to that place and get a deep-fried Snickers bar. And they've got the Ghirardelli
in
there,
too.
Yeah,
my mom loves going to that place. There's like the two of them because it's always so packed. Two different sides.
And I've never been to Disneyland, but I've heard that Disneyland has like the best corn dogs ever.
Do they?
They're known for corn dogs like Disney World's known for their.
Yeah, because they have that kind of like what's it called? Almost like in New Jersey where they have the City Walk kind of thing. What's that called? The boardwalk, they have that kind of feel to it.
Yeah,
at Disneyland.
I want to go to Disneyland so bad.
I know, it just looks awesome. Yeah. They have all the new stuff. They always try it out there first. It seems like.
Yeah. What about Busch Gardens? Have you ever had any really good food at Busch Gardens?
Man, it's been a long time since I've been to Busch
Gardens. Has it? Okay. I went there probably about a year or two ago.
Because we used to go a lot when I was a kid, because when they first started the annual pass, you know, you could buy one day and get the year free. We used to do that all the time.
Was that when it was still owned by Anheuser-Busch?
Yeah.
And they did they had the beer tour and beer sampling and all that?
That's the one downside to growing up in this age. I missed that. When I was a kid, they closed it before I turned 21, so I didn't actually get to do the beer tour and get the little certification thing.
I didn't get to do it either. I just remember... My first trip to Florida ever when I lived still in Michigan, it was my family friends, and we came down. I was like 14, and we went to Busch Gardens. Yeah. And it was before they revamped Busch Gardens and did whole safari thing. And
way back when.
Way back when. 2000. No, 19.
Yeah, before that, yeah.
1998.
Yeah, about that point,
yeah. Okay, so. What's your favorite? Have you ever had, you got like a go to like themed drink, other than a Dole Whip at any of the parks that you've been to?
No, I usually just try to stick to water because I'm doing a lot of walking and it's outside, so I usually try to stay with water, stay hydrated.
That's what I tell them. It's water. Have you ever done the drinking around the world thing at Epcot?
Not yet.
No. Next time you guys are there and you're in Epcot, you need to go to the Tequila Cave.
Maybe the next time I'm there is probably when we go, if we ever go.
We will go to the Tequila Cave in Mexico because they have amazing margaritas. They got like 50 different types of margaritas.
Holy moly. Holy frijoles.
They have a jalapeno margarita. That's pretty amazing.
Ooh.
Do you have a favorite theme park food memory? A time where... you just go back and you're like, oh man, that's my favorite. Because like for me, a lot of my favorite memories from the parks are times I ate food with Larry and stuff there. So do you have any times that you can just remember sitting down and enjoying something? No, you can think of yours.
Not specific time.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm more of the mushy type.
Yeah.
So for me, two times in particular... have you ever done the Christmas parties?
Yeah, I've been to the Very Merry Christmas was before,
so, Larry and I and my wife went to the Very Merry Christmas party, and I don't remember they did the cookies. It's when they did the
cookies
and
hot
chocolate, for free. And so we went there and we got cookies and hot chocolate for free, and we sat and played checkers for like 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And so that was pretty awesome. That's one of my favorite memories. And then another time, same thing, we were at a very Merry Christmas party and we had a gingerbread cookie and Ooh. Sat and watched a parade, and that was nice. And then probably one of the last times I was actually at Magic Kingdom was with Larry, and she really didn't want to do any rides, and so we went and got popcorn
mm-hmm.
and cotton candy and just sat on a curb on Main Street for like an hour and wow. just people watched.
That's a lot of time to be in one spot at that place.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. That's a lot of my favorite parts about yeah. Magic Kingdom is when we're just sitting. Like we used to go a lot where we would just sit and people watch and.
What's a lot of people, like all types of people.
All
find.
Types of people, yeah. Or going on the People Mover,
yeah.
Through Tomorrowland with popcorn.
And last popcorn. Time I was on there, it was pretty crazy because like it kept breaking down, but the carts behind you wouldn't stop, so they were like slamming to
oh,
yours.
Oh man, that's crazy!
And then you would get jump started, and then the next one would slam into them.
Dangerous. All right, Tommy. Is there anything else we had to talk about? Theme park food? Or fair food?
I don't think so. I think we kind of hit the
yeah.
all the big points. All
right, geeks.
Fried food, popcorn, stuff like that.
Put it in my mouth, right?
Put it in our mouth.
All right, geeks. If we missed anything, tell us. Tell us on Twitter, Facebook. All that good stuff.
Take
let us
pictures
know.
On Instagram.
Take pictures on Instagram. Share it with us. Be like, you guys are dumb. You missed this awesome fair food or this awesome theme park food.
Show us a beautiful picture.
remember, at Deep Fried Geeks on Twitter. Facebook is Deep Fried Geeks. And then you can always email me too at mattman.blog@gmail.com.
Boop.
Geek news!
So what's the geek news for this evening, sir?
There's a lot of geek news.
Yes,
lots
there is.
And lots of stuff. Deadpool came out last week.
Yeah, the
February 12th. We went on Thursday night. What did we do before we went and saw Deadpool Time and Two Stars?
Well, let me tell you what. We did what Deadpool loves, and we went and ate chimichangas.
We did. We went to Tijuana Flats and had some chimichangas. Put them in our mouth. They're pretty good,
just
right?
Just put us in the right spot, I think.
I think it was good. We may have had a pitcher of beer also.
We may have. Maybe. Yes.
Maybe. So what is your overall reaction of Deadpool?
I thought they just hit it out of the park. It was perfect.
Yeah.
It was all the jokes were timed so well. It was constantly laughing throughout the whole thing. I think they got Deadpool to a T. To a P.
I think
pooled.
Yeah, I think that they definitely hit the whole feel and atmosphere of Deadpool in the comics. I can't think of a better comic movie that matched the feel of a character
yeah,
than Deadpool.
Because as much as I love like all the Marvel movies and the Spider-Man movies, they're just like there's just all these like differences from that in the comic books. They're just like, oh well, that's meh.
Yeah, they had a couple different differences in Deadpool. Nothing as crazy as some of the old
yeah.
Marvel stuff.
Though. Obviously not as crazy as X-Men Origins Deadpool, but...
Yeah, right?
They would just rub that up, just hide that under the rug.
I agree on the funny part. I laughed probably almost
gosh.
The whole entire movie.
The whole movie was just...
Like, funny. From the opening credits until the very end.
Yeah.
A little bit of spoilers. What was your favorite part of the movie?
I liked... Any part where it was Deadpool and Cable. Like that part where when they
Deadpool
were on the bridge.
Deadpool Colossus?
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry. Possible spoilers for the future. yeah, Deadpool and Colossus. I thought that was hilarious. Especially the part when they're on the bridge and he tries to beat up Colossus.
Yeah.
And he shatters his wrists and breaks his leg.
It was very reminiscent to the fight in Monty Python and the Holy Grail with the Black
Knight. Yeah,
the
Black Knight, yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. That was pretty funny. Mine is also a Colossus moment. It's the end, though, when Colossus comes and he's lecturing Deadpool.
Yeah.
Deadpool's got the... This is major spoilers because it's the end of the movie.
Yeah, so if you want to just hop over this real quick, I'll
yeah.
just give you about a couple minutes and jump ahead and then won't spoil it for yourself.
He's got Ajax on the ground.
He's got the gun
and
in his
he's
head.
About to kill him. And Colossus comes over and starts lecturing on me.
You've had
like,
five pivotal moments in your life. where you could do the right thing.
Being a hero is broken down into 4 or 5 moments, and then he just shoots him in the head. That was pretty awesome. I love Deadpool.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was pretty gratuitous.
Oh, a little bit adult. A lot of adult parts.
A lot
in
of
there.
Adult stuff. Do not take your kids.
Definitely
don't.
If you take your kids at this point with all these warnings, you're stupid and you're a bad parent. Oh, I'm just gonna say it. Because it's rated R, first of all. I just think it's funny when I'm looking on Facebook and there's all these people like, I brought my kid to this movie. I had to take him right out of it because it's so bad. It's like, well, duh.
It's rated R. Oh, if they would have done any research on it.
No, I mean, how do you just, like, scroll Facebook, see baby pictures and whatever else? Oh, gosh, just skip over.
I think that they could have skipped a couple things. I think that, I agree it needed to be R, yeah. But I don't think it needed to be such a hard R. I don't think it needed all
pretty,
the nudity.
Yeah, I agree. The nudity didn't really need to go in there, in my opinion.
It could have been worse with the nudity,
I think.
That's
true. I mean, there was pretty much full frontal in that, but...
But the jokes, every single joke they did just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
The thing I liked about it is it was all geek-related jokes.
Oh, yeah. If you love the character of Deadpool, then these jokes are just perfect.
Yeah, you go see it if you love Deadpool. And if you want to see what an R-rated comic book movie looks
there
like...
it is.
Go see that. Spoilers again. They released at the end of the movie that Cable is going to be in the next Deadpool movie.
Yeah, they're
going to
announce, yeah.
Did you know,
I didn't realize until someone pointed out to me that they were doing a little nod to Ferris Bueller. I didn't think about it when he, like, comes out of the room.
Oh,
he's like, what
yeah.
are you still doing here? Go home.
I didn't know.
The movie's
that
over.
Either.
I didn't realize that until, like, oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Cable casting rumors?
Yeah, I think everyone I've read on those rumors would have been like, they'd make an awesome Cable.
So, the main ones that I think have kind of been talked about are Ron Perlman, Keira Knightley, Liam Neeson, and Stephen Lang.
I would love Ron Perlman or Stephen Lang.
I would love Ron Perlman. For me,
I love Ron Perlman in general.
I do too, and I think everybody does. And I think that he would be perfect because he's in a lot of the geek type movies.
Yeah.
And I think it would really draw that crowd. How would you feel about the gender swap on Cable?
With Keira Knightley?
Female Cable?
I don't know. That'd be weird. Because, like, it would kind of make sense with Deadpool's weird bromance with Cable.
Yeah.
He has a lot of weird bromances with, like, Wolverine and Spider-Man. But, like, Cable, just throwing, like, a female character would really change the dynamic.
It would, for sure. I think it would
also
be better.
Also, because it's so rooted in, you know, being the son of Jean Grey and...
Yeah.
Scott Summers. It'd be weird to have, what, I guess, the daughter then?
Yeah. It definitely would be weird.
Erica
for me,
Summers.
Like, Karen. I like Keira Knightley and Pirates of the Caribbean, but probably some of my least favorite moments in those movie series have to do with her and her acting. Because she just has some moments that are really bad.
Yeah, you're right.
But for me, I think it needs to stay a man. I think it needs to be a man in his 60s.
Yeah, gruff.
Gruff.
Tough. Like, and very, like, dry humor.
Even, like, Clint Eastwood? That would be maybe too old.
Get off my future.
How about Harrison Ford as Cable?
That would be pretty crazy. I would definitely watch that.
For me, I think Ron Perlman would be pretty sweet. But so there's all those cast rumors going out. It's probably going to be a long time until we figure that out.
I see at least a couple years till we hear anything.
Lots of trailers, man. Trailers, trailers, trailers.
It's the year of trailers, bro.
Yeah, Super Bowl commercials. Did you see a whole lot of Super Bowl commercials?
I saw a few of them. Mostly I was paying attention to the Super Bowl, which was so boring. But
I thought it was a great Super Bowl.
Really?
I love those defensive games, man.
Yes. Man.
I
love high scoring ones.
Lots of good Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah.
Most notably, probably that you're expecting us to talk about is the Ninja Turtles Super Bowl trailer.
I love that. When I saw that, I was like, oh!
It was our first glimpse
official
of Krang.
Krang, man.
Ooh. And I sent a text out to you guys right away. I was like, Krang!
Krang, those turtles!
you see.
Puppy monkey baby.
apparently, Larry likes the Puppy Monkey Baby commercials.
Yeah, that commercial was messed up.
you see the Technodrome, right?
Yeah,
that was pretty sweet.
You kind of see the Technodrome.
A little bit. That's the big thing they had up in the sky.
Oh, is that what that was?
I think that was okay. The Technodrome.
I'm more used to it being like the big sphere thing that's underground. But either way.
I think that's going to be their Technodrome is the big thing that's in the sky. And then the robot.
The suit was
pretty cool. He was spinning and fighting the turtles. And then one of the turtles goes and taps on the abdomen of the glass. And you see the eyeball of Krang. That was super cool. Good trailer. It got me even more excited for that
movie. Oh, yeah. I still can't wait for that movie.
X-Men Age of Apocalypse.
That trailer wasn't too much different from one of the other trailers. It's like, oh, you get to see Psylocke. That's really
That was the big thing is Psylocke does her whole thing and comes out flying with katanas and flies out. And that was pretty cool. But you're right. You didn't see a whole lot new.
Not much different, yeah.
The Hulk and Ant-Man commercial.
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty good. They were fighting over the mini can of Coke. Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
Was that actually Paul Rudd?
I think it was Paul Rudd. Yeah. And then
everybody loves Paul Rudd.
Everybody loves Paul Rudd.
Was that another Super Bowl commercial?
Was it? Like, I don't think I saw
it. Were they just like, people love Paul Rudd and it zooms in and he's like, oh, thank you.
The Batman, the Metropolis and Gotham commercials. Did you see those?
I didn't see those with the airline ones. No, I missed that one. Because by that point, the Super Bowl was finished and I was like, I'm done.
Those were really good, guys. If you haven't seen those, look them up on YouTube. Basically, Turkish Airlines or something like that. And they were announced, there is a commercial for the airlines. So then they're like, announcing our newest destinations. And there are two separate commercials. One was saying they're traveling to Gotham City. And the other one was saying they were going to travel in Metropolis. And then a Gotham City one, you see, like, the Ace Chemicals building. Bruce Wayne comes out and is, like, saying that he loves that airline and stuff. So it's probably the biggest thing, picture, you know, glimpse of Bruce Wayne we had seen yet until the newest trailer came out. And then the Metropolis one was really good, too. So make sure you check all those out if you haven't seen those yet. The final Batman versus Superman trailer.
Dude, up until this point, I was kind of like, oh, they're releasing too much info. I was like, oh, they're giving away too much. And then this one came out, and I was like, that is awesome. Because it shows Batman being, like, the ultimate martial art badass.
That was sweet. The beginning fight scene, he's fighting, like, six different guys.
It was awesome.
And it's that whole kind of Dark Knight Rises, the Dark Knight Returns type fight scene.
Where he's taking out all these
super gruff
people.
And taking them out.
It made me think of like Arkham City and Arkham, like that, those games where you're just like fighting people left and right.
It did look like that.
That's awesome.
And he's smashing their heads in the concrete and stuff. So it was pretty vicious. I think they made like fanboys happy too because they showed a little bit more of a serious side to Lex now.
Yeah.
It didn't make him seem so animated. You got more of a shot of Alfred, too, which was great.
Jeremy Irons, I think.
Jeremy Irons
is
Alfred.
He just got that voice. I love his voice.
Yeah, his voice is pretty good. So it was a great cap off to the trailers.
Yeah.
So you had the first one that was an A+, right?
Yeah.
And then you had a couple TV spots that are meh. And then you had the second trailer that made everybody go, what the F? And that was, for me, that was probably like a C.
Yeah.
But this one was an A+.
It was back to A+ again, yeah.
Made you super excited again. So if you haven't seen that trailer, check that out. Daredevil is coming out...
next month.
Next month, March 20th or something like that. We finally got a full glimpse of Punisher. There's a trailer that is pretty much Punisher Central that came out. And it's pretty awesome. So
he's not holding back.
He's not at all. And it's got him shooting people and talking to Daredevil. And what my favorite part is at the end, he was like, you know the difference between you and I is... and
you put them down, but when they don't get back up or something like that.
And that was pretty cool. And then he told him he's a half measure. Super good, man. We've been saying this for 6 months.
Yeah.
Almost
since we've started this.
That Jon Bernthal was the perfect casting for Punisher. So I'm
can't
super excited.
Can't protect the city, man.
So if you have not seen that trailer yet, do yourself a favor, put that in your eyes.
Just pause right. You know, we won't be upset if you pause the podcast and watch that because it's a good trailer.
What was your favorite part of the trailer?
When it's like, they're like trying to figure out, it's like, oh, he's got this lethal precision and he's deadly and he's like this. they're trying to figure out, like, who is this guy?
He's yeah.
This one-armed killing machine. It's like, who is he? Or not one-armed, but one
and then showing him clips of him shooting like, stuff and everything. Like, yeah, it was cool.
Rooms full of dead bodies and, like, holes and, like,
crayons. That was pretty cool.
And he just shows, like, the trunk full of guns or whatever it was.
Like, yes! My favorite part was probably the beginning where it's got the creepy slow music and then it shows the children's book and the picture of his family.
He's like on a merry-go-round.
And he starts reading off the children's book. He's like, one batch, two batch. And that was super cool. Yeah, see that trailer. Check it out. This is kind of cool. Time of Two Stars. Previously unseen J.R.R. Tolkien poems have hit the interwebs. A guy was making a documentary about J.R.R. Tolkien, and he was reading some letters and stuff Tolkien. Like that. And he found a letter that Tolkien wrote, and basically where he said that he got two poems published in a school magazine that he worked at, because he was a professor at a school.
I didn't know that.
They got these two poems that they have on the internet now, but they're going to be... at a museum for Tolkien at this school. It's Our Lady's School in England. So I just thought that was kind of cool. Because there is a lot of Tolkien stuff out there. Other than the Lord of the Rings books.
I guess that is most famous poem. I mean, like, One Ring to Rule Them All.
That was in the book, though, silly.
It's a poem.
You get the Silmarillion and all that stuff. So there's a lot of Tolkien stuff and stuff that was published later on after he died that his son published for him.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Too. Yeah. So I thought that was kind of cool. Some news I put on here for you. Kurt Russell is confirmed to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Captain Ron.
They have not said who he's going to play yet.
I like Kurt Russell.
Although the rumors is that he's going to be Star-Lord's dad.
Oh.
But they haven't said who his dad's going to be yet.
The alien.
Yes. And it's supposed to be... I forget who his dad is in the comics.
I don't know too much about that. I like the Guardians. They're pretty cool.
But it is different. It's not the same dad. It's a different person.
Oh, okay.
So, it's a pretty good chance, I think, that Kurt Russell would be his dad. Yeah. I could see that happen.
I could see that, too.
Did you like Kurt Russell in the new Superman movie?
I haven't seen Man of Steel?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Man of Steel.
You haven't seen Man of Steel?
No.
How did you not see Man of Steel?
I just didn't. Just things happened. Oh, when did it come out?
Do you want to borrow it?
Okay.
A year ago?
It was more than a year ago that Man of Steel came out. Probably like 3 years ago.
No. All 2 right. years ago, maybe?
IMDb, mate. I'm gonna IMDb it, because I want to say 2013.
I want to say 2014 right. at the latest.
Let's see, here we go.
At the earliest, like late 2014. Super good, man. Kurt Russell was in that, and he was Kal-El's dad, who always...
Jor-El.
He was Jor-El. And then somebody else famous was his Earth Dad. 2013, you're right?
Man, you guys should just trust me. When
you're
I'm right.
Time of Two Stars. I own it on DVD. You can borrow it.
Okay.
So, we talked about Deadpool. Everybody's super excited about Deadpool and that they pulled off a rated R movie. So, it's got Fox talking about and targeting an R rating for the Wolverine 3 movie.
I think it's an awesome idea.
I think it is, too. I think that...
Not necessarily just because of, like... nudity, because I mean, there's a lot of like sensual moments in Wolverine's past, but I think just like truly showing the animal that's within.
That's what I want. That's why I would want it to be
the brutal beast when he goes berserk and he's like slicing people to smithereens.
I want to see an arc because I want to see that berserker rage and him going nuts and just tearing people up. Because
they kind of show it in like the other movies, but it's more like, okay, they're dead. One dude and he's mad and he's back to normal. I want to see him, like, cutting through, like, an entire battalion of, like, armed gunmen.
Hugh Jackman has been great.
Oh, yeah.
As Wolverine, but I think he kind of sissified the character a little bit in the movies.
Yeah, you know.
The first X-Men movie, I think they did a pretty good job with the whole bar fight scenes and all that.
Yeah, like, the cage
fighting.
I think
as it went on, they kind of slowed his role a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you like the Wolverine solo movie that came out?
It was a good movie, but it was not... I mean, if you take Wolverine out of that movie, you would not have known it was a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
It could, like, you just put, like, someone else in there, it would have been just, like, this dude fighting
Japanese Sabretooth dudes. Was in it, right?
No. It was Silver Samurai.
Oh, yeah, Silver Samurai, yeah. Yeah, it was good, but it
was barely like a Wolverine movie. It's only because Wolverine was in it.
Right, which was... It was weird. It definitely was weird.
It was a good movie, but it was odd.
Yeah.
But they kind of needed it to bridge the gap between The Last Stand and Days of Future Past.
Yeah, you're right. This one, Wolverine 3, is supposed to be his last Wolverine movie. What do you hope they do in this movie? R rating would be cool.
Yeah.
Who do you hope the villain is?
I don't know. I'm trying to think like the best villain for Wolverine that they haven't already done.
I would love to see Sabretooth again.
Sabretooth again?
But done right.
Uh-huh.
Because X-Men Origins just ruined so many characters.
I mean, I like Liv Schreiber's Sabretooth, but you're right. It could have like done a lot better with that.
I love the Sabretooth from the first X-Men movie.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty great. That would be cool. I think even doing a Hulk would be sweet, yeah, too, be but awesome. They can't, obviously.
No, dang our movie studios. Deadpool. Let's just make a Deadpool.
Deadpool would be cool. I think it would be great if they
turned it into like an old man Logan movie. Like,
that would be cool.
I think that'd be awesome. Him fighting like the Red Skull and
that would be all pretty Bruce cool.
Banner and stuff like that.
That'd be sweet. Do you have any geek news maybe that I didn't bring up or go over?
Nope.
It seems like there's so much stuff coming out every day, so I'm sure we missed stuff. But
oh, I know it's not really. Maybe it's geek news now, but Greg
Nicotero?
No. Shoot. Well, just think of something. I don't know. Hang on a sec. talk amongst yourselves.
WWE Network has announced that they're making a cruiserweight television show.
Really?
Where it's going to be all lightweight and cruiserweight bouts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of cool. I know you're not a big wrestling guy, but I thought that was pretty... I don't know if you've ever seen those cruiserweight and lightweight matches, but those are always pretty darn entertaining. Daniel Bryan retired from WWE.
Mm-hmm.
The Yes Guy. Alright, so we found it.
Found it.
What is it, Tommy Two Stars?
The passing of George Gaines.
Yes, George Gaines is most known for what?
Commandant Lasard of the Police Academy.
Yes, Police Academy and the other
thing, Punky Brewster.
And Punky Brewster is what I was going to say. He was 98 years old. Crazy, wow. Right? Wow. Oh, he was on General Hospital, too.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
He was a mob boss on General Hospital. Yeah, so that's kind of sad, but good life, man. 98, I think you can't really get much better than that. I don't know if I would want to live to 98.
Yeah.
As long as it's like a healthy 98, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of sad, but at least he lived a good life.
Mm.
Big bucket of win, as Kevin Smith would say.
Big bucket of win.
Long time. Oh, those Police Academy movies are great.
I love the Police Academy movies.
All right, everybody. Have a good week. If you haven't seen Deadpool yet and you're a Deadpool fan, go see it.
Definitely.
Make sure you watch those trailers.
Two healing thumbs up.
Colossus. Favorite month. Ah. I would go see the movie again just for Colossus. Theme park foods. Go put some theme park food in your mouth this week. Visit a local fair.
Buy some state ballpark.
State fair.
Corn dogs. A 24-count box. Cook them all. Put them in your mouth.
Keep calm and geek.